baby furniture. They sell furniture. They sell baby clothes. They sell shoes. It was a department store.
Groceries.
And a grocery. They had grocery delivery. They had a meat market. So, and had worked there. I worked there for years and years. And so it was the where everybody went to get their clothes or they bought. You know, if anyone died in the family, that's where that was taken care of. And they also ran the ambulance service at that time because we didn't have the EMTs and so forth we have now. And they would go on ambulance calls as well as being undertakers. So, and they sold everything there. And the bank was joining it. It joined the Roswell Bank, was part of the Roswell store.
And was there really only one sort of major store in town?
Well, it was one of them, and the other one was the Reeves. Reeves store opened in, up in Upper Town. We called it Uptown. We were in Lower Town, down in the historic part.
Oh. Well, that'll be interesting to hear what he thinks his store was like.
Well, now they were mostly groceries.
Yeah,
they were groceries.
Okay, so you had the.
They had everything else. The Ross was
general, general merchandise. I mean, you could buy anything. Or they did a lot of barter. Somebody bring a handful of chickens in and put them in the coop and get some bread and, you know, flour, coffee.
Now, what did you put them in if you brought the chickens in?
In the coop.
And what is that?
Well, it's a small pen.
Uh-huh.
She would call it a coop.
Yeah.
Yeah, actually, where I grew up, we would only refer to a coop as one of, like, the larger structures.
Yeah, they don't, like.
And I guess we would probably call that a cage.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's sort of like a cage, but it's, don't see it as much now, but used to in this area. There's a lot of chicken trucks loaded with coops and chickens.
Yeah.
And you could just take one of those and set it down, and it had a solid bottom in it and rungs, you know, around the sides and ends, so the chickens could get plenty of air and breathe and all. And but they put them in that coop, and the people at the mill would come and buy their fresh chicken.
Was there a big division between the mill workers and the rest of the town?
Not a lot.
I don't think so.
Not a lot. Now, they did not, a lot of them did not participate in things. Now, they did not join in a lot of the other activities. I don't know, and it seemed that, I don't know how to say this, higher education did not seem a priority for them. A lot of them didn't. A lot of them dropped out of school before they finished.
We had a lot of good friends that were in the mill, from the mill, we call it the mill village.
Mm-hmm.
But there were a lot of good people there.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Let's talk a little bit about transportation. You lived on a farm, right? What kind of vehicles did your folks have, or what kind of vehicles did you have there on the farm?
Well, we had, of course, being in the poultry, the feed seed business, we had trucks and access to them at home. But at home, there was usually at least one pickup truck and a couple of cars. At different times, there might be a truck or two in the backyard, but basically, as far as the house,